This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Art from the eastern Indian state of Odisha remains relatively unknown to the rest of the world, but it can often be a surprising combination of folk and contemporary traditions. Married couple Ramahari Jena and Chaita Basu Jena are both renowned Odia artists, and they are currently presenting their works in an exhibition called Kunchi, presented by the Sutra Foundation at Kamaria Gallery in Patalingjaya. Ramahari and Chaita are here with me today. Tell me a little bit about this exhibition. What does the name mean?
Kunchi in Malay, Kunchi is a key. And in Odia, my mother tongue, we call Kunchi.
And it also means key?
It also means key. So we have a long relationship with this area, you know, like Malay and Indonesia, Thailand. So we thought this is the proper title for the exhibition, and it was titled by Datuk Ramli.
And the exhibition features both your works.
Chaita is actually, it's a two type of work, two media. Chaita is basically a dedicated printmaker. But I do photography, I do painting, printmaking, drawings. So Chaita is just two parts. My works are totally dedicated to the performers.
And what kind of works are being shown at the exhibition? What will the audience see?
Audience will see her etchings, prints.
Prints.
Prints of animals, yes. Birds, future. She's animal lover.
Animal lover and nature lover also.
Ah, I see.
So people will see that things, you know. Mm-hmm. Very interesting works, etching, interglyph prints.
Yes.
And mine is drawings, colored drawings on paper.
And your drawings are based on Odissi dance?
Based on not Odissi exactly, but performance. Maybe Odissi. You can connect. Anybody can connect to Odissi. People can connect to also Sutra dancers. Mm. It is my homage to the performers, the dancer, because I love the human body, the muscles and all that.
And both of you are from Odisha in India. Can you tell me a little bit about the art scene back home?
Yeah, the art scene in Odisha, India, is almost same. We are living in a very global time. Very, very contemporary time. And everything is very easily accessible. So I think the contemporary art scene is almost same as in Malaysia, in KL or America or England. Same thing in Delhi and Bombay. In Odisha, we are a little conservative, rather. But Calcutta, same time, Calcutta is very near to Odisha. Mm.
And Chaita, you're originally from Calcutta.
Calcutta, yeah. And 21st century sticker, our printmaking totally now is different. Before that, the people are working traditional work printmaking, but now it is lots of changing. We can use lots of things with printmaking.
And you are a printmaker, obviously.
Yeah.
You also do etching.
Yeah.
Did you start off with a more traditional kind of printmaking?
First, when I started printmaking, that time is traditional work. But nowadays, I am gradually changing my work.
And you mentioned earlier that you like nature and you like animals.
Nowadays also, I like nature and animals, pet. Of the paint and flowers also.
So how do you depict these themes in your art?
I use different, when I see in the nature, the flower blooming in the garden, and I will start my drawings first, then this work is process.
Recreation.
Mm. Like fish swim in the river or pond. I want to create some new ideas and new drawings, and I will try my best to means Bengali as Katha stitch is famous. I will try to my paper to stitch like that.
Kanthastitch. Bengal is famous for Kanthastitch.
Famous for stitching.
It's a kind of...
Not weaving.
Right.
Yes, stitch on the cloth.
They, like embroidery?
No, it's not like embroidery. Kanthastitch, they used to... It's like shawl. Okay. They use that. It's
And shawl and dress material.
So that they credit, her credit stitching. Nowadays, you know. She introduced printmaking, the stitch.
I see.
The weaving. The paper, weaving and on paper. And the emboss.
Mm-hmm. And will we be seeing these in the exhibition as well?
Yeah. It's a part of this exhibition.
Right. And Ramhari, you were actually the first artist from Odisha to win a National Academy Award in painting.
Right.
What did this mean to you at that time? This was in 1989?
That time, actually, I was, I'm an artist, but same time, I'm a visual activist. I'm concerned with a lot of NGOs and social activities. So that time, that Armenia disaster,
I see,
that shocked me.
Mm-hmm.
That time there was no internet, nothing, you know, only the radio and TV, black and white TV. So that shocked me. That is a disaster for the human being.
And so that was what won you the award?
That I wanted to show the nature,
with
the helplessness of a human being.
Who are some of your inspirations?
My mother.
Is she an artist as well?
No, she is not artist. She is a very good embroidery teacher and good food making. She is likes me. I will do some work in art form. But my middle higher class family, my fathers and my uncles, they can't understand the art. What is the art? And they are mostly engineer, doctor. They want to, you have to do engineer or doctor, but inside I am a fully artist.
As the beginning, as a child, I grew in the south part of Odisha, which is very rich in art and culture, the folk art, the folk dance forms, you know, and your temples and all that. So I used to influence by my mother, let us say. In the month of Margasira in India, it's like September, they used to put the chita, the alpana, in front of the house.
What is that?
So the rice powder, rice paste. They will draw the mandala, the padma, and the lotus, and the other things, which is related to Lakshmi. And they put their fingerprints, like the palm of Lakshmi. That time, I was a child. So I was influenced. I used to copy my mother. Later, in high school, my drawing teacher was very famous in Odisha. He was a portrait painter. I used to go to his the art studio in the school. His Harisaran Mahapatra. He influenced in the high school level. And another person I should take his name, is a famous painter, Chandrasekhar Rao. He was my earlier mentor who influenced me or who drive me to join the art college. Because in my family, nobody was interested.
Mm.
My father was a businessman. He was a contractor. Nobody. They thought I should go for, I should practice law and all that, you know, or go for medical. But I was not. I was not interested. When I started as an artist, I started my career. I think... And I take the two names, great names, Albert Durer, the German teacher, who influenced me. I was so inspired by his drawings, the anatomy and all that, and Michelangelo. And our traditional mural paintings, not particularly because I am from Ganjam, and Ganjam is rich with mural paintings. So I took the color and tone and all that from the mural painting. But the treatment, the drawing, the anatomy and all that, Durer and Michelangelo has influenced me.
Chaita, where did you learn etching and printmaking?
I learned in the Rabindra Bharati University in the Calcutta. And after that, I'm practicing my good artist, Shyamal Dutta Rai. He is famous in the... our India, and he helps me a lot.
As somebody who has been in the art scene and sort of representing Odisha to India and the rest of the world, what is your opinion of the art scene in Odisha? Has it grown in the last 30 years?
Yeah, it's grown like anything. I should remember my mentor, Dr. Dinanath Pathy, who was a founder principal. He's an art historian and very close to me, very close to Sutra Foundation. And he started a movement because we are nowhere in Indian art scene. Calcutta is flourishing, Delhi is flourishing. Mm. Odisha is a very small place. And that time we are proud with our traditional art forms, the temples and all that. And the Bengali school is dominated in art colleges. Yeah, the Bengali style or Bengali school. So Dinanath started a movement. And we reached international within 10 years. We started our journey from Bhubaneswar with the second class, general class train ticket with Odia paintings and all that, the Odia artist and move. We started a movement. And after 10 to 15 years, after 15 years, we reached somewhere. We established ourselves.
Right.
We are also Indian. We are also compete with the other people. We are same as you.
I'm speaking to artists Cheta Basu Jena and Ramahari Jena from Odisha, India. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. I'm speaking to Cheta Basu Jena and Ramahari Jena from Odisha, India, who are a married couple and also both artists. Their works are currently being shown at a show called Kunchi at Kamaria Gallery in Patalingjaya. And we've been speaking about the unique aspects of Odia art and how these have influenced their own works. What is the uniqueness of art from Odisha?
Now in contemporary scenery, in 21st century, we are looking the west. But it's my year, we should look out to our nature, our land, our flavor. It's a global village now. The world is a global village. We can sell our things. We can represent our character or flavor or Odia. In Odisha, it's famous for temple and other things, you know. We have a Patachitra. It's a different style, Pata right. style.
And it is a powerful traditional work, Patachitra.
And other forms. The handicraft is very rich. Textile, Odia textile.
What is Patachitra?
Pata is like canvas, is handmade. It was actually related to the temple. All the temple, like the Jagannath temple and all that. All the craft related to the temple and the social functional utility, you know. So, Patachitra is a handmade cloth, used cloth. They put some glue, vegetable glue and powder, that stone powder, and make a putty. Mm-hmm. It's like a canvas. Mm-hmm. And this tile, they draw the lines, and we normally in Patachitra, we use all the mineral colors. And the basic colors, like yellow, red, blue, and green. The basic colors. Because the Lord Jagannath carries all these colors. And palm leaf manuscript. We have a lot of palm leaf manuscript. Very rich palm leaf manuscript. All the epics and the poems, all that. So I am trying in my work also, and other contemporary artists, trying those elements in contemporary scenario.
Because I was born and brought up in Calcutta, when I married to Ramahari Jena, then I shifted in Bhubaneswar. Really, all things are recreate in the Bhubaneswar. And he helps a lot because I am new from Bhubaneswar, and my work also involved with studio. And that time he is working in Lalit Kala, and our new equipments are produced in the studio. That is help for me because lots of artists are working there and I am also working. He had given me lots of opportunity.
Were you always an artist?
Yes. After class 10 passed, then I started to little bit drawings and coloring, watercolor and painting. When I joined college, then I started my painting. Because that I am passed in applied art. After that, my teacher is Shyamal Dutta Rai. He is a very famous artist in the India. He shifted to me printmaking. And after that, I will do my printmaking works, means woodcut, lino, then after that, etching I started.
And both of you are artists, and yeah. both of you are married to each other.
Yeah.
What is it like to be a couple who are both artists?
Sometimes it's challenging. Sometimes you have to make a lot of compromises. As an artist or as a visual activist, you know, when I, in 1988, there was nothing in Odisha. There was no movement, no graphic art. So when the National Academy opened its regional center, I joined there. I set up the graphic studio, the print, the gallery and all that. But sorry to say, there was no taker in Odisha. So it's a full-time job for me, right from the plantation of tree to look after the studios and programs and all that. And I promised her to give her the space as a grow as an artist. She's able to spend 7-8 hours in the studio, devoted her time. I was busy with my administrative work and programs. She is busy with the
great opportunity.
Studio.
This is my great opportunity.
So we love this. We give each other the personal space, his space.
Do you comment and influence each other's work, or do you work very separately?
Individually.
We work very separately, very independently. We don't interfere each other's work. Yes, sometimes we discuss. Sometimes we discuss, we suggest each other, but never interfere. It's a very personal journey.
And Chaita, you, I understand, were one of the first artists to have a solo exhibition in Bhubaneswar recently.
Yeah.
And you had over 70 works that you displayed?
Yeah. This exhibition is really successful because this is my first exhibition in Bhubaneswar, solo exhibition. I can't believe it. And everybody likes my work, and they are also encouraging me again and again, do it, your solo exhibition. But it is not possible because this is a lengthy process work. And 70 works is 30 years I am works my
very pleasure.
It
was actually very encouraging for the public viewers
public
also.
Public viewers. It's very encouraging.
First of all, for Chaita, it was for retrospective, you can say, in Odisha. Because it's a variety of works, variety of media, techniques.
Mostly, nobody is printmaker there. Mostly a painter and pato chitro and palm leaf chitra. They are traditional work, not they are liking a printmaking.
And you mentioned earlier as well that you've taken printmaking, which started off very traditional.
Very traditional.
But now you are exploring new methods.
New method, new addition to printmaking with any materials I use to my print.
And how do other people in Odisha respond to the changes that you are experimenting with?
They like, but mostly they like traditional work.
Nowadays, actually, there is a very is a national problem in printmaking. They don't want to print. They don't want to practice in that media.
I see.
Because the process is very lengthy, and there is no takers. The galleries, they are not interested for printmaking prints. So everybody switch over to painting because it's easy. Easy, and the gallery is, beautiful. They can sell. So the contemporary artists, they are depending now on the gallery people. That's the problem. But Chaita, as a dedicated printmaker, she's still there. And the young artists, they are really encouraged. They are influenced by her prints, the new technique and all that.
So Odisha is known for very deep cultural roots.
Yep.
And the folk tradition in Odisha is very strong.
Yep.
So as artists, how does this influence your work?
I'm a figurative painter, figurative artist. So I took all the elements from the dance form, the temple, then the sculpture from the sculpture, some elements from the Patachitra, even the mural paintings near my village. It influenced me, and I love to introduce that things. And it helped me to get me a name, you know, the identity. Yeah, I'm an Odia artist. Though I'm Indian, but an Odia artist. That smell is there in my work. I want to do that.
And Ramahari, you have also a connection to Malaysia. Your paintings have been inspired by Sutra Dance Theatre and Dato Ramli Ibrahim. How did this start?
It was started 30 years back when I met Ramli. And he was a very close friend to Dinanath Pathy. So I'm very close to Dinanath. So it's a long association with Sutra and Ramli. So naturally, we had the first show here with my paintings. It was a group show. Chaita's work is also there, some prints. My prints also. I also do etchings and mm-hmm. all that. It's a connect. The dance form of the Indian culture and all that. He's ambassador for Indian art and culture, Ramli, in the worldwide, you know. So that way we connected each other. And his love, the Odia people, the Indians, you know. And every time we organize a show, I come here to KL, connected with the local artists and Sutra dancers. We did a lot of sketches on the performances with Sutra disciples or young dancers.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting, very love to work with them, actually.
Tell me a little bit about how art from Odisha is different from the art from the rest of India.
Nowadays, in contemporary world, it's very difficult to locate or identify Odia or is Telugu or is Bengali or is Malay artist. This contemporary life scenario is totally different. We look by west. So very few artists, they want to put their signature, local signature, you know. I'm Indian. So you can identify those things with all the elements we have taken from the temple or folk art, folk literature, even the mythology, the folk songs, you know, or the folk dance forms or classical dance forms.
Because before 21st century, the art printmaking followed the Western eyes. But nowadays, their own ideas, own thinking, and recreate the nature or anything. It is good for our, because we are Indian, we should do our natural beauty.
I find it interesting because you call yourself contemporary artists.
Yeah.
But the idea of contemporary art from the Western perspective is something a little bit different, I think. So do you consider the work you do contemporary art or something else?
We can say it's a contemporary art, but we have our identity. As a whole, we can say Indian identity, as an Indian, as we are Indians. Like in the last 11th Triennale, India, I was invited as a participant. So it was, I think, 62 countries joined there in Delhi. So I put my work, it's a painting with the installation. It's the elements I have taken from Konark Temple.
Right.
The ground plan, the Padma Mandal.
Konark Temple is the famous Sun Temple
Sun
in
temple.
Odisha.
Yeah, it's a UNESCO Heritage Site. So I took that ground plan, which was a Padma Mandal, we call it the lotus pond, you know. And I started. And Konark is famous for the sculptures, the Naikas and the Nayakas, you know, the dancing figure, the musicians and all that. So Naika is very famous in Konark, very important figures. I took Naika. And for my that installation, I took 64 canvases, 2 feet by 2 feet. And I put some drawings, paintings. I put some mirror in a Naika form as a face of a woman so that every viewer can see herself or himself as a Naika. That was the interesting part.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Indian, it's Asian. Whereas the other painting, the contemporary painting also, they are from America, from France and from Switzerland. But my work is totally different because I was representing India.
And in the exhibition that is currently showing, Kunchi, what will Malaysian audience find interesting about it?
They will find the Indian forms, dancing forms, the muscles, or the movement of muscles, or the movement of body in my work.
And my work also, Malaysian viewer, nature lover,
They can relate with the
animals and birds and fishes. I think so. They are
culturally. I think we have very similar things. Same thing, you know. The food, the cuisines,
mm-hmm.
The dress, the color of a body or skin.
Same.
We are similar. It's same. So they can they can connect her graphics, or they can connect with my drawings. That difference actually it's created by the bureaucrats and the politicians, the rulers. But as a human being, even people say about the Pakistanis, you know, the Pakistanis and Indians. But as a human being, as a citizen, we don't have any problem. The problem is within the politicians and the parliament house. But as an artist, we are same. We are very, very close to each other's heart, each other's emotion. Mm-hmm. What I am thinking in India, I think in Malay, in America, or somebody else also thinking in that way.
I've been speaking to Odia artists Chaita Basu Jena and Ramahari Jena, whose works are currently being shown in an exhibition called Kunchi by the Sutra Foundation. The exhibition is on until the 21st of May. Viewing is by appointment only, and for more information, call 03-4021-1092. If you've missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app, which is available on the App Store or Google Play. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.